God bless you, brothers and sisters. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we are so grateful unto the Lord for another opportunity before His presence on day 3 of daily devotion. We have been sharing on the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And we have seen so far that the name of the Lord represents His power, protection, and refuge for those who trust in Him. A strong tower suggests a place of safety, security, and a place of defense against adversity. Amen. And most importantly, this verse emphasizes the importance of faith and reliance on God's strength in times of trouble. Our faith overcomes the world. Our faith is the relationship that we develop with our Savior. Like I said, the name of the Lord is not a commodity that you can go to the market to buy in a time of trouble. When you call, you scream the name of the Lord, you must call it, or you must scream it with God stepping on the scene to help you. Hallelujah. Amen. Shall we pray before we go into our sharing today? Lord God Almighty, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you all the praises and the glory and the honor. We thank you for salvation. We thank you that, Lord, our eyes have been opened and we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness into your marvelous light, to show forth your praises unto the world that you are the Lord, you are the Savior, you are the King, and your kingdom is going to come and we are going to reign with you. Lord, today we pray, Lord, even as we look into your word, we pray that you bless us. The Lord will go out of this place with joy and thanksgiving in our heart. Bless my brothers and sisters in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Today I want us to look at the writer of the book of Proverbs, that is King Solomon, and his father King David. The influence that King David had upon King Solomon. Hallelujah. The Bible talks a lot about King David, a man after God's own heart, a man who often referred to the Lord as his rock, his fortress, and a stronghold. In Psalm 18 verse 2, the Bible reads, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." Hallelujah. David also expressed the name of the Lord as a high tower, and that was the influence that he had upon the son Solomon. So when Solomon also wrote the book of Proverbs, he also stated the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth unto it and they are saved. So David trusted in the God, in his Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, Prophet Samuel was chosen by God to go into the house of Jesse and anoint a king for Israel. And the story goes that when Prophet Samuel went to anoint David as a king, all his siblings paraded before Samuel, and each and every one of them was supposing that they were the chosen vessels to be a king. But Samuel, Prophet Samuel, had it within himself that God hadn't chosen any of them. And then he inquired from Jesse if that was all his children. Then Jesse declared that, "Oh, I have one last born who is at the back of the desert taking care of my sheep." Then Prophet Samuel sent for King David. David came, and lo and behold, Prophet Samuel anointed David to be the chosen king of Israel. And the Bible said, as soon as Prophet Samuel anointed David, the Spirit of the Lord abode upon him. He was anointed, and the Spirit of the Lord abode upon him. Amen. And it came to pass that Samuel, it came to pass in 1 Samuel that Jesse, the youngest son of Jesse, David, who was the shepherd for his father, began his career at the court of Saul, Israel's first king. But what happened? There came a time that there was a conflict between the Philistines and the nation Israel. Philistines were a neighboring nation, and David's brothers went to this war to fight for King Saul. But what happened was, David, the shepherd boy, would travel back and forth to the camp to bring his brothers food and supplies. According to 1 Samuel chapter 17, this giant of a Goliath, heavily armed Philistine, challenged Saul, King Saul, for 40 days to send out a man to fight him. But the story went on to say that no one will face this warrior. But David, who nurtured a trust in his God as early as the days of his the days when he shepherded his father's flock, volunteered to face this Philistine. David, with a sling and stones, volunteered that he was going to kill this uncircumcised Philistine. Hallelujah. So the Bible said David went forth and faced this giant of a Goliath. So now, what is this influence of David upon the son Solomon? Now, when we look at the story, when we look at at the early life of King David, or David, we see that he serves as an ample proof of the trust that he had in the name of the Lord. As a young man standing face to face against the Philistine, that Philistine giant Goliath, he was able to boldly declare, "You come to me with a sword and a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied." Hallelujah. That is what Satan does to his children. Amen. But when we know the God whom we have believed, the Lord who has saved us, then we can boldly go against the wiles of the enemy and defeat him at every point of our life. So here we see that even as an adolescent, David possessed a firm hold and belief in the power of the name of the Lord. And that was going to impact the lives of those around him and also reach the lives of those who will follow him, even the son Solomon. Hallelujah. And this is one of the reasons why we speak about his exploits up to this day. David, a man after God's own heart. Amen and amen. Now, David, as we say, did not only trust in the name of the Lord, he also praised the name of the Lord. Amen. The Bible says in Psalm 7 verse 17, he said, I will praise the name of the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Amen and amen. A typical example is Paul and Silas, when they were caught and thrown into the common jail. The Bible said they sang praises in the night, and the angel of the Lord visited them, and the chains that were put on their legs fell off, and they were set free. My brothers and sisters, in every circumstance that we find ourselves, let us open our mouth and offer the fruit of our lips unto our God. There, David, who trusted in God, he also sang praises unto God. David also called upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 116 verse 17 declared that, "I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord." Hallelujah. Sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Bible says in Thessalonians, the book of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, the Bible says that, "In everything let us give thanks unto God," unto the Lord, "for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us." Whatever situation, whether good or bad, let us give praise and thanks unto our God, "for this is the will of God unto us." We also saw that David proclaimed the excellence of the name of the Lord. In Psalm 8 verse 1, the Bible says, "To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of David. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens." Hallelujah. Praise is worthy The Lord is worthy to be praised. The Bible says, when the praises go up, then the blessings come down. Brothers and sisters, let us develop an attitude of praise. For as much as, even as we trust, even as the Lord, the name of the Lord is our is a tower unto us, we also need to develop this other aspect of what David, the man after God's own heart, whose influence upon the son is very, very profound. And each and everyone that hears the story of David is anointed, or may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. Hallelujah. That is what David wrote in Psalm 20, verse 1. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see that this statement that was made by David in this psalm, the name of the Lord of Jacob defending you, probably is one of the direct correlations to his victory over the Philistine Goliath, and which also serve as the force or the energy behind Solomon, the son, own words about the name of the Lord being a strong tower. My brothers and sisters, what is your influence of the trust of the Lord among your family, among your children, in your community, in your school, wherever you find yourself? You must leave a lasting impact upon the people that you come into contact with. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. May the influence of the name of the Lord impact the life of somebody and leave a mark to the glory of the Lord. Shalom, and may the Lord bless you this day. In Jesus' name, amen.